team manager after getting defeat really in the Europa League second round. Andy, incredibly spirited performance, but you must feel gutted to have lost out there really.
Yeah, I think it's I think that's a fair reflection. You know, disappointed, so proud of the lads. You know, when it's hard to take the defeat because I thought they showed that, you know, enough to stay in the game, and you know, after an early goal and perhaps, you know, I think a draw at the end would have been a fair result for us, because you don't deserve to lose a game like that. But you know what we had to put up with tonight, I've got to, you know, I've let myself down because I've let the frustrations got to me, but the lads have shown incredible courage under unbelievable circumstances. Not for them, for one of them to lose their head tonight, and I'm very proud of them.
Timing of both the goals wasn't ideal really, but the spirit and the composure they showed to come back into the game after both of them and show such, you know, calm and able to fight their way back in, you've got to be immensely proud.
I am. And you know, we put balls into their box and we asked questions of them and we got second balls and we kept things alive, and you know, we won't come up against teams like that week in, week out. You know, we'll be able to dictate play and we'll be able to cause problems in different areas. But you know, the game plan was to stay in it early on, cause them problems. You know, it was a soft foul where the lads dived over and fell down like a big Mary. He's give a foul for that, and then they put the ball in the top corner. Very, very hard to take, and then everything after that. I mean, he's lost grip of the game, completely lost it. And you know, like I say, very proud of the lads that they kept their discipline.
Les Davis came on, he sort of changed the game a bit, and it makes you wonder what would have happened if he'd have started.
Well, you can't start in situations like that, because that's not the way football works. You start against that early on. Although we went one goal down, you know, you can be out of that tie very quickly. You've got to give respect to the opposition. You have to try and stay in the game, and the game plan was to get the half time at 0-0, and then we'd look to change things. I thought we'd cause them problems, which we did. We put balls in the box, we caused problems, we got shots on target, and you know, they were flapping, but you know, I'll give him credit the best I can and say a fussy referee. If we had had a decent referee tonight, without a shadow of doubt, we would have caused them a lot more problems, because, you know, like I say, you shouldn't have to accept that standard of officiating at any level.
And just finally, you get a bit of a break now maybe, and you get to go ahead to the season. What's the target, to get back here surely, isn't it?
And oh, absolutely. I mean, we've just been on an incredible journey. We have to start that all over again, and we have to you know, we have to start at Carmarthen now, and my plan and going forward we'll be looking at the Carmarthen game and resting players up, and then trying to piece together the team that'll go into that first game, which is live on Scorio, with us ready to go again, fully recharged and with an appetite to go. I mean, you know, if you look at the last 10-15 minutes with the work that them lads had done and just how tired they were, and they kept going to a man, you know, and every single one of them can be extremely proud.
Thank you very much, Andy. Cheers.